Agreed.
Ryan nudged the woman next to him.
Wake up, Thea.
Turn on the enzyme coolant.
Ryan pushed her harder.
What's the... Has the grizzly returned?
No. No, it's just time to get up and moving. It's nearly dawn. The sooner we start, the better.
Snow stopped?
Yeah.
I can't believe that we're still alive after that bear and the cold.
Not all of us. There's five of your men back there won't be eating breakfast today.
Yes, you're right. I owe you both my life for butchering the grizzly and for preventing me from freezing to death last night.
Aw, shucks, ma'am. It weren't nothing at all.
You can turn it into a joke, but I mean it. I would most certainly be back there with Brunner, Cook, and the others if it weren't for you. I owe you everything.
Ryan was on his feet, doing a few exercises to try to restore circulation.
Well, we always try and help each other out when we can.
Thea's cold blue eyes turned to Ryan. At least, the left eye did. The right one was looking out across the snow-masked valley.
I am placed in an impossible situation. One that you can't possibly understand. A dreadful dilemma that woke me several times in the night, and which I can't solve.
What is it?
Thea shook her head. The tight knot of iron-gray hair had come unpinned during the night, and now it tumbled down over her shoulders, reaching almost to her waist.
Hey, lovely bunch of hair you got there, lady.
The woman ignored Trader.
There are things happening at the Institute. Research of nearly 100 years coming toward fruition. And the culmination happens to involve you and your party. Particularly... No. I'm not ready to betray everything that I have been raised to hold dear. But there is danger.
Ryan didn't pursue the topic any further. He sensed that pushing the professor to talk could very well be counterproductive. Instead, he concentrated on their return to the Institute. Soon, the three of them were slogging through the deep snow, stopping every 10 minutes or so to recover, their breaths pluming out into the air around them.
Is there another way to the Institute, besides going past the sick barrier?
Thea leaned her hand against the slick trunk of a silver birch.
Why do you ask that, Ryan? Why do you want to go around the barrier?
Just curiosity, I guess.
The truth was, all his instincts were on red alert after her strange, muddled speech. It was clear as crystal that something was wrong at the Institute, possibly involving Christy. He thought it might be worth a try to get back in without being seen.
There is a narrow hunting trail. We're more or less on course for it here. But the professor doesn't like anyone to do that.
We won't tell him. There's no reason for him to check us past the sect barrier, is there?
Perhaps not. I have said how much I owe you. This can be a small payment of that debt. We can always say, if questioned, that the main track back over the highway was blocked by snow. It's a very small untruth. Follow me.
There was a brief moment as they crossed a steep ridge where they were visible to the men who guarded the barrier across the blacktop into the valley. Trader went first, crouched low to keep his skyline silhouette to a minimum. Thea Gibson went second, stumbling over some loose shards of granite. Ryan was last, running with knees bent, holding the rifle in his right hand. As soon as they were all safe, Ryan crawled back and peered carefully around a spur of rock, looking down from the steep hillside at the group of sect guards to check if there was any sign that they'd been spotted. Ryan counted 11 of them, mostly grouped together, staring down the track toward the outside world. Even at that distance, he could read the nervousness among them, and it all added fuel to his own growing worry. When he caught up with his companions, Trader was walking with the woman. Ryan stayed behind them. Occasionally, Trader turned back to Ryan and gave him a wink. Twice it was a grin at a cautious thumbs up. Ryan doubted whether his old chief would succeed in his obvious aim of seducing the starchy woman scientist, but Trader's ceaseless efforts made Ryan smile as they picked their way along the back entry to the Institute. But that smile quickly faded as they came around the next corner of the narrow, snow-filled trail. Three sec men, hooded and goggled against the cold and the risk of snow blindness, all carrying Mossbergs, bumped into Trader.
Don't shoot!
Everyone edged off a little, and Ryan drew the Sig Sauer, transferring the Steyr to his left hand. He held the 9mm gun behind his back.
It's you, Professor Gibson!
Who are you expecting? Santa Claus? Of course it's me. And there are Outlanders, Corder, and Trader. What are you doing on this trail?
We could ask you the same thing. You're not supposed to go around the sect barrier, Professor.
I am aware of that. We got into serious trouble, and the main route back to the Institute was snowblocked.
Where's Brunner and the rest? Everyone else is back safe.
Dead.
They found the Grizzly?
It found them.
Professor Gibson looked at the patrol.
Why are you on this trail? You never answered that.
The scatterguns were still held in ready position. Ryan had been in more firefights than he could remember, and he recognized the nerves that were showing. He knew the Trader would recognize it as well. The Sekmen were bracing themselves, ready to make a move against them. He didn't know what it would be, but he could tell that it would be specifically directed against Trader and himself, and it was coming close and fast.
There's trouble at the Institute.
Who with?
The Sekmen's eyes flicked to Ryan and Trader.
With the Outlanders, Professor.
Have they learned more than they should know?
Yeah, sort of.
Is it under control?
Oh, sure, yeah, everything's handled, Professor.
Thea turned slowly around and caught Ryan's eye. She was trying to send him a message with her tense body language, but he couldn't work out what it was.
Handled. Yes. Good.
Thea hunched her shoulders, and her rifle slipped off.
Oh!
She grabbed it clumsily, knocking the bolt-action 22 into the snow. This attracted the attention of the Sekmen for a second, but that was all Ryan needed. Ryan put the 9mm round through the middle of the nearest man's face. Trader fired and a gout of blood fountained from the second guard's ribs. The last of the trio lifted his Mossberg toward Trader. Trader stepped quickly to check that all three Sekmen were finished.
You think anyone heard?
I doubt it. The wind's against it, and we're in a valley here. The snow muffled the sound even more.
Thea Gibson picked up her fallen gun and stared, stricken, at the slaughter about her.
You didn't have to...
Yes, we did. And thanks for distracting them.
I didn't mean for you to murder them.
You thought we'd make them lay down their guns while we tied them up, gagged them, and told them to count to 100 before they tried to escape?
Something like that.
That's not the way it works, lady. This is living and dying. Us or them.
But what do we do now? The professor will find out, and what will he say?
He's gonna be very seriously pissed at us and at you. No more extra helpings of soup for you, Thea. Early to bed for a week with a red ass.
It's not a joke, you cretin! We're all dead now!
Simmer down. The only people dead are these three. The way I saw it, and I think you saw it too, they were planning to take us back to your bastard institute. And they didn't care much whether we were still breathing or not.
Trader gripped the woman's chin in his steely fingers.
What do you say to that, Thea?
I owed you my life. I've settled that debt here, but I'll never forgive myself for being the unwitting agent of these men's deaths.
Trader glanced at Ryan, and there was an unmistakable question in his eyes. But Ryan shook his head.
No, not yet and not here.
You sure?
I'm sure, Trader. We've got some talking to do first, and the lady's going to help us find a good way into the Institute without flags waving and a band playing.
I've done all I am going to do.
Ryan stepped in close, staring at her.
One more favor pays it all, Thea. Show us a back way in. Then we leave you. We won't let on you helped us if the cards turn against us. You'll be safe, and we can plan what we need to do. Now that's a fair, square deal.
Ryan offered his hand. After a moment's hesitation, the scientist shook it.
Deal.
I told you it was a shitty idea.
The question now must be, how do we get out of here?
I wish I knew the answer to two questions. When they picked me up, I heard that Ryan and Trader's party is missing. Where are they now?
That's only one question.
Second, where's Christy? It's got to be 10 in the morning. She should have been brought back to us by now.
Christy was locked up in a small side ward at the far end of the top floor of the secret wing of the Institute. There were bars on the window and a deadlock on the door. Two guards were stationed outside. After a relatively gentle interrogation, She had been disarmed and escorted by Ellison and four sec men.